This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding shirk through obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two types of shirk, which is polytheism. The first one is shirk jali, which is open shirk, open polytheism. The second one is shirk khafi, which is hidden or concealed polytheism. Today we will discuss shirk through obedience. When one obeys other than Allah and disobeys Allah, one falls into the shirk, polytheism through obedience. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 19, verse number 81 and 82, "And they have taken gods besides Allah, that they should be to them a source of strength. By no means. They shall soon deny their worshipping them, and they shall be adversaries to them." When is it that Allah is trying to, you know, say all this, you know, that you just listen to in the verse? What is He trying to convey to us? When He says, for instance, taken gods besides Allah. Well, if we consider anything to be a source of strength or might independent from Allah, we have committed a hidden shirk. Sometimes in our minds, we do confess, we do acknowledge that Allah is the supreme authority. But when it comes to others, non-Allah actors, we somehow believe that they are also in charge in different areas. They have authorities in different areas, and more importantly, that authority is independent of Allah. For example, they have like this, their own domain, their own reign. And this is where shirk begins. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing avoiding shirk through obedience. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse number 31, "They have taken their learned men and their monks for lords besides Allah. So have they taken the Messiah, son of Mary, although they were commanded to worship only one God. There is no deity but He. He is far above whatever they set up as His partners." This is chapter 9, verse number 31. "Have you not seen those who submit to their so-called spiritual masters while they turn a blind eye towards the commands of Allah? Unfortunately, we live in a type of world where people have gurus and they have their masters, you know, sometimes spiritual masters, other times, you know, other councils. Unfortunately, human beings sometimes, and even Muslims, sometimes they fall in this trap of following their gurus, their masters, while they know that their guru and master is saying something which is contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. So if you submit to this person, this other monk, for instance, right, or any learned man that you're impressed by, while you're turning your back on the direct commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a form of shirk. It is a form of polytheism. Have we not seen those who would worship Messiah, for instance, the son of Mary, Hazrat Isa? Have we not seen those who have, you know, taken Prophet Isa as their Lord? You know, Allah said in the Holy Quran, "Worship me as there is no God but Allah," right? But unfortunately, sometimes we get derailed and we start worshiping someone other than Allah, even if it's a prophet of Allah. It is something not allowed in Islam and in the religion of Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.